Okay, so we'll see how well this works. This is my first recording with this, so I was breaking the advice that I just gave him. So, I mean, this is the first time that I can know about where the government is intentionally getting into running an open source project and releasing an open source project in this fashion. Very innovative. You know, what do you see as the risks and what you're concerned about with regards to doing that? And do you intend to run it? I mean, is that the correct assumption?
The goal is not for us to run the open source community. We expect the industry and others to pick it up, and open source initiatives that are already happening, like the open EMR or the Vista, Open Vista, those kind of activities. We are looking for people who can really take that and move it forward. Sun is looking into it. A few other companies are also looking into it. So we are expecting some of the already established communities to take it and move it forward. We will be one of the major contributors to this process. And as we start moving, we expect whoever can, right? Because it's a non-viral license that we are going to, under the non-viral license, we are making it available. So that means no one need to contribute back. But if they wish to contribute back to the pool, the community should be able to manage it.
Okay, so, what license exactly are you using?
We are following the same license structure that NCI, the National Cancer Institute, has used for the CA Big project. So it is what we call the non-viral license. That means, anybody can download the software, but there's no commitment for them to contribute back. It's left to them, the individual or the organization, to make the decision.
Okay, honestly, I have not heard of that license, so I'll look and figure out what that says. But you told me who's got it, so I can look at that. One of the questions, obviously, what I mean by managing a project to manage it, is that Linus Torvalds, for instance, basically all he does now is decide what is and is not inside Linux. And there's actually all kinds of people who contribute and maintain their own forks. Who do you envision taking that role, or is that going to be just determined by the community that you're setting up as a meritocracy?
Right. We have not gone to that level of detail yet, but we expect something like a Linux model to evolve. The biggest challenge, as you know, with any community is to get people engaged and build that community. Once the energy is in it, then we can figure out more of the details on how. But the idea is not for the federal government to be the primary owner of this. So what we are going to do is, there are different models being discussed even within the federal government, where the FHA group will maintain the kernel of this, and the agencies are going to contribute, you know, because public health has said every agency have different missions and different programs, and there are some certain specific things that need to be part of this. Mm-hmm. So they will contribute back to this pool. But once you make it available to the public, might be the state agencies, the private sector might have some open source initiatives they want to plug in. So it is just about building that community. You know.
So essentially what you're going to be doing is you will take maintainership of your own fork, obviously,
for the federal agency.
But and you may or may not accept, you know, contributed code into your own fork, but you know, it's going to be an open question moving forward.
Right. At this time, we'll have to figure those things out. We have not gone into that level of specificity.
So obviously, what we're talking about now is the hard parts of running an open source project.
Yes.
What else do you think? You know, again, very innovative thing to do for the government to do is to release this. You know, in what ways are you pioneering? In what ways are you doing stuff that's never been done before? I can see that. I just wanted, you know, to be able to have the public see that.
Right. What happened in the federal government? I mean, we have been talking about these kind of things for a long time in the federal government. The agencies need to work really well together. The stars are well aligned at this time. You know, there is a public need and demand, not a need, public demand. The agencies want to provide better service for their beneficiaries. The Congress and the administration is well behind this right now. So stars are well aligned. We want to move this forward. And when we brought all the agencies together during the NHIN, Nationwide Health Information Network discussions, they said we want to be a proactive participant in this group. We don't want to just wait for others to define what the federal government needs to do. We need to be a proactive participant. So they all came together. They said, we are going to build it once, but we are going to be at the table when the decisions are being made. And then we want to have the same thing implemented across multiple entities. But the interesting thing during those discussions, they said, we want this to be open source. You know, we have VA who have done this with Vista. Many agencies are moving in those directions. So everything came together really well, the business need, the drive from the federal agencies to make some of these things available, the need for healthcare being one of the necessities moving forward. We want to make this available as much as possible. But at the same time, not to make sure that we are not trying to kill the market as part of this process. We want to give this as a platform for innovation and then expect the industry to come up with more innovative solutions around it. One other thing that I've mentioned during the early months of this project is our goal is not to be in the software development forever. We want to get to a point where the industry and the agencies feel, or the agencies feel comfortable that there's enough products in the market that we expect the market to take it forward. So we do believe in the industry, we do believe in the market to move this forward, but at the initial stages we expect this to be the tipping point for the industry.
What else do you need to say to the community at large? Like, my constituency is primarily open source developers, geeks, people who are performer hard hats, people like this who worked on Vista before, very technical people who would be your ideal contributors. What kind of a message are you interested in?
Do exactly what they do in these kind of communities. Look at the code, check for what the vulnerabilities are, whatever needs to be done with the software, try to spread the message, come up with innovative solutions. We want more innovative solutions. A good example of that, with the money that we have related to EHR adoption as part of the Recovery Act, it is not just about getting EHRs into these providers, but it's also about sustainability of that EHR and EHRs being used to improve quality and efficiency within the organization. That means we need much more innovative solutions out there. Whenever you talk to a doctor, always the question is, when I walk in to see a patient, I've already been through many screens that you have in the computer, right? So the technologies also need to catch up. So we need the geeks out there, the intellects out there, to really think about what are the next generation applications that we need to build around, interoperability and so on. The other aspect I want to bring up is we are not saying open source is the only way to go forward. What we are saying is interoperable solutions need to be in place. Whether it's proprietary or open source, this is one way. But we expect, there will be proprietary solutions, but that proprietary solutions need to be interoperable.
Well, I totally disagree with you, but that's just my bias. So,
okay.
I'm much more of an open source guy than you're allowed to be. So, anything else? That's all I wanted to ask you about.
I think I did answer all your questions. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.